Hey guys, welcome back to my podcast after a long yet much needed hiatus. I'm your host, Jessica Chasmar, and I've actually been blogging for the last month, so make sure to check those out on the homepage after listening. So this format's going to be much looser than Breaking Beltway was. I'm just going to pop in for a rant or a blog post whenever the moment calls for it. But I'm unfortunately going to have to do away with playing licensed music on here. It's a bummer because Rocking Your Socks Off was one of my favorite parts of the show, but it's just a little too risky. And actually, the song that I opened up with tonight is one of my own. So luckily, most of you guys know me already, and you have continued to follow me over the years since I ended Breaking Beltway, which I greatly appreciate. But for those of you who do not know me, I am a right-leaning libertarian and lover of the Constitution. I hold a master's degree in political communications and campaigning from the University of Florida, and I traded one swamp for another because, most notably, I am a news writer for the Washington Times, located in our lovely yet corrupt nation's capital. I've been writing there since 2013 about politics and the cultural decay of American society, among many other things. So part of the reason I didn't come back to this blog sooner was because of this crippling malaise that I felt from the political situation after 8 long years of Obama. When you are expected to objectively cover that as a day job, talking about it and vomiting opinions about it on a constant basis is not exactly a way that you want to spend your off time. So, and also, you know, I was convinced that we were done. The GOP. I was one of those cliche Washington, D.C. bubble people who thought the race was won well before it was. There wasn't a doubt in my mind that we were headed for another 8 years of misery. But luckily, that's not the case, because we did not end up with President Clinton 2.0. It's no secret to most of you guys. It's definitely not a secret that Trump was not my first choice for a GOP candidate, and he certainly wasn't my choice for a GOP nominee. But I've been reinvigorated by this man's presidency and the reactive left. It has become the most amusing thing I have ever witnessed. We knew that this administration would be great for the news business. We knew going into it that, you know, this was going to be great fodder, but it is becoming more and more apparent every single day that the news is the real story. The news is the real news. There is a new outrage and a new injustice every single day that is reported and analyzed and repeated again and reported and analyzed until it is beaten into the ground. These people, they bloviate and they speculate on baseless claims from anonymous sources, hoping to stumble upon that golden nugget that they pray will further their careers and topple a president. Tucker Carlson calls them prisoners of conformity, and I cannot agree more. They have learned nothing from this election. On my end, I grew very frustrated with Trump's campaign at times, and I often complained that a man like him had become the face of this new conservative movement, but the media is turning me more into a Trump defender every day. The gross media bias is something you've heard a million times on networks like Fox News. You're completely inundated with it there, with these accusations of bias, but a new report out of Harvard has finally confirmed it. Negative reports by the major cable news outlets, print media, and foreign press outpaced positive ones by 80% to 20%, whereas Obama's coverage was nearly 3 times more positive than Trump's. Now, this study literally just confirms to us something that we've known all along, and it has never been more apparent than in this current administration. In a battle with a man like Trump, America's news media comes out looking like the bully. They make him look like the underdog. And they are, in effect, creating new Trump supporters and new Trump defenders like myself every single day. The lack of self-awareness of the radical left is astounding, and that is what I'm going to start calling them, because they are the radical left. They are not normal Democrats. They're not normal people. People like Maxine Waters are not normal. Only in the bizarro world should a sitting congresswoman who once defended that 92 LA riots, mind you, should a sitting congresswoman ever be praised for leading a campaign of impeachment against a sitting president without one shred of evidence. These people, These people like Maxine Waters, Al Green, and their ilk, they speak in these broad generalizations and hyperbole, and they deflect these real questions, and they peddle in fear, and they're completely incapable of losing this election with a shred of dignity. Hillary Clinton, clearly still in the denial stage of her loss, just yesterday again blamed Russia and the Comey letter and misogyny, and this is new, the DNC and Facebook and Twitter and yada 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 for her election loss. So the failed Democratic nominee can't even admit she lost because of years of failed Democratic policies. Just the other day, John Kerry, another Democratic former Secretary of State, he also pushed the Russian collusion conspiracy theory, telling a group of Harvard grads that they should go buy Rosetta Stone and learn how to speak Russian. And then there's Obama, undermining Trump's presidency abroad while speaking in Germany to Angela Merkel, crying about his progress being obviously in peril at the same time that our current president was busy meeting with EU leaders in Brussels. And Obama continued to trash Trump today while the president was still speaking in the Rose Garden at the White House about canceling U.S. involvement in the Paris Climate Agreement. Obama accused the president of rejecting the future. They don't get that this is exactly what people wanted. They don't get that the American people have hashtag resisted, and using every liberal cliche imaginable, the American people have persisted, and they have risen up, and they have spoken. And I hope they keep it up, because I hope the radical left continues these ridiculous attacks, because the thing about Trump is you don't have to love him or even like him. You just have to share similar interests. His foreign policy and diplomacy abroad has been more successful in 5 months than Obama's was in 8 years. Remember the apology tour? Trump dropped a mother of all bombs on ISIS. He appointed a highly qualified and respected strict constitutionalist to the Supreme Court. He's getting us out of that god-awful globalist Paris Climate Agreement. He nullified Obama's massive gun grab order that would strip the Second Amendment rights of people who receive Social Security disability payments because of mental impairment. He's also made good on a campaign promise to place a lifetime ban on White House officials lobbying for foreign governments. He's embarked on a massive rollback of Obama-era regulations that killed business and choked our economy. And his America First strategy has reinvigorated manufacturing companies across the country. And that's not even scratching the surface of what's in the works and what the Trump administration plans to do. We still have the budget, immigration, tax reform, healthcare, NAFTA, Keystone, national carrier reciprocity, Common Core, among a million other things. Now, I'm a journalist first and foremost, so I obviously want to see the way that these things played out, but as an admitted biased human being, which we all are, I can't help but look at that lineup and say, hell yeah. It's refreshing to have a leader you can align with on issues. And now the left is finally getting a taste of what we had to put up with for the last 8 years. And it's making them completely unhinged. It is so fun to watch. This is the way politics work. The pendulum swings, you win some and you lose some, but life as we know it is not going to end. Now we'll see what happens with this investigation, but excuse me if I withhold my outrage until and unless I see any real evidence of wrongdoing. Because right now, to quote Clinton, all I see is a big nothing burger.